You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And we're rolling out the Welcome Mat. Welcome Mat. Glashaw, that is, host of DIY Network's Hot Hit Home Improvement Ambush show, Yard Crashers.
Matt gives us a crash course in bringing the yardscape from sad sod to lush landscape.
Then we sashay into the world of windows with Simonton's Marty Davis. He enlightens us on how Simonton's new Assure replacement windows and doors let in more light and happiness.
Mark digs down for some of his favorite and tested lawn repair techniques that take trouble spots from bland brown to good to go green.
So plant your earbuds in your ears and plant yourself in a comfortable position.
Home improvement is on.
Next on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life with my yardtastic husband Mark
and my beautiful wife Teresa. And I would say welcome in right now, but I'm going to instead say welcome out.
Welcome out to our yard, where I'm more like a flower in the garden that my husband tends. I am kind of like the delicate flower outside because you're the king of the yard.
I love the yard. You take care of the lawn.
You do all the little stripey stripes when you mow it. Which is beautiful.
We're mowing with our Troy-built walk-behind lawn tractor, by the way. 33-inch deck. Bring it.
Anyway. And then, you know, I kind of pick out the color palette and the shape and stuff of the flowers that I like for the yard. And then you and Lexi, our 11-year-old, just have at it with planting it and taking care of the gardens and the whole thing.
Yeah, we do a lot of weeding and all kinds of stuff like that.
And then, like, the other projects we have, like the pergola and the playset and everything in the backyard, and a new project that I was talking to you about secretly the other day.
That's right.
Things that I dream about, building and designing, and then, you know, you take and have at it and make them come to life.
Oh, well, that's kind of you.
Yeah, you're like my yard king.
Yard king. Also, lawn boy.
I guess you are the lawn boy as well.
In a certain way.
And then we do have our boy, Jack, who's 3.5, and he's kind of taken to his own little project that he's designed and built in our backyard. You know, we have, like, this baby pool that I was dying to, like, put together this summer because it's a fun little thing, place for him to play.
Sure.
And he can throw toys in the water and splash about and the whole thing. And even the 11-year-old, like, Lexi gets in there, too. I don't know how she really, like, fits in there or anything, but she
doesn't fit in there.
She sometimes splashes in there and just takes over the entire baby pool. But Jack has developed his own little special game with the baby pool where he puts his feet in the pool. And then he makes footprints on the sidewalk, and he's named the different kinds of footprints that you can make. So some of the footprints are sad, and some of them are quiet, and some of them are happy, and some of them are crazy.
But you noticed something about his pattern of naming.
But the naming, they all of the sad ones look similar, all of the quiet ones look similar. And, you know, because sometimes when you make a footprint, you can see a defined foot, and sometimes you can't, and sometimes it splashes, and, you know, and he names them consistently, the different names. I think that's cool. He's like, he's my little analytical man.
He is analytical. And I love doing stuff with him in the yard. In fact, speaking of the yard and stuff that we do in it, he is exploring new areas of our playset.
Oh, yeah.
He's climbing the ladder.
And for everybody listening, you have to go to myfixituplife.com and check out our playset. It is kind of like a little castle.
It is kind of like a big castle.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
And it would be great if it got crashed in the figurative sense by our guest today.
I don't want him crashing.
I don't want him crashing it in real sense.
Because I don't want him to modify it. It's beautiful as is.
Yes. Host of DIY Network's Yard Crashers, Matt Blashaw, will be joining us today.
He will be joining us. And if you aren't familiar with Matt, you have to go to mattblashaw.com or check him out on Facebook. He's a very handsome man. And he was second on the
Stud Finders,
like 5 years ago.
I don't remember when it was, but
and
that's how
we all found out about him. And he's on been on a bunch of shows over the years, like Money Hunters,
Blog Cabin,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so now he's on Yard Crashers, and they look like really super fun projects that he has been putting together for that series and for that show. And you can check some photos of that on his Facebook page, which is Matt Blashaw.
We're also going to talk about some quick, easy, and inexpensive lawn repair and lawn upkeep tips.
And Mark is so excited about this because this is what you spend probably like half of your brain power on.
Yeah, there are these little things, trouble spots in the yard that it doesn't work. So
yeah.
You got to find a different way to make it work. And I've got a few tricks that we've
used. My favorite of all time is the Milorganite that you use on our yard.
Oh, we love the Milorganite.
Because it's made out of
human poop from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, the people in Milwaukee, your poo is the best.
It's on our yard.
I still think we should make a Filorganite, you know, in Philadelphia.
Well, I guess you got to get it somewhere. We also have an incredible giveaway. The Troy Built Horse XP Lawn Tracker, retail value, $1,399.
So go to myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff, and you can enter to win this awesome prize. And you know what, dear?
We're going to have to exit outside to take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
We can keep it together or fade at any point. And I know you're thinking about it, because you know I'm thinking about it too.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Get on the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life. It is Fix It Up Finds time. Go find something.
I'm going to go find something. And you know what? I found my pants.
You know, this could go in either direction. I'm going to think positively, and I would love to hear what you have to say.
It's not like the day, was it back in December?
Oh, no, that's a story.
When Jack threw up on me, our 3-year-old,
brutal.
And he threw up on me on the zipper of my pants.
Ew.
So that I had to just, like, it was just in the zipper.
Yeah.
So when you unzip your pants, it's all... It was like the grossest place I've ever been thrown up. I'd rather be thrown up like on my hair or something because I could rinse that out.
Yes, but his throw up integrated with your...
My pants. Anyway, these aren't those pants. These are actually pants that repel water and repel stains. I don't know if they repel throw up, though.
So. Nothing repels throw up.
No, these are my absolute favorite work pants. And if you don't know about these, you have to go check them out. It's like a must. It's Athleta, and if you don't know about Athleta, they're a cousin store to Banana Republic and Old Navy in the Gap. They have fantastic clothes there. They're a little bit pricey. you know, they'll spend a little bit more money on their workout pants, like yoga pants and like all
right.
that stuff, than you would if you went to Target or Walmart or somewhere. But their stuff like lasts a long time. So if you're like a size and you're not changing sizes, like you're, you know, in your mommy phase of like, you know, having babies and stuff,
yep.
it's a perfect place to go and to get your gear. So these pants, they're called the zipper pants, and they repel water and they repel stains, and they wick on the inside, which is great for working in hot weather. But the best part about them is not that. The best part is that they have these little pockets at the calves. So you know how...
You have these pants.
Yes, I wear them all the time.
Yes, you do. These are awesome. I thought they were different pants.
No,
oh,
I'm talking about my pants.
Yes.
Yes. So what's great about them is that, you know... I, like most women who do, you know, mommy people or whatever, you're at the park or wherever, you stick your phone and your stuff, like, in your back pocket. Well, it adds a lot of bulk to where me, as a curvy girl, I don't need the extra bulk of my phone and stuff. But I want to have my stuff with me, and I don't always want to carry a little purse, especially chasing after a toddler working on a job site.
Totally.
And I don't like to stick my phone in my tool pouch or off of my tool pouch like you do, Mark. Because I don't like to have things adding any bulk or worrying about things. But a calf is a perfect place because if you wear, if you wear skinny jeans, if you're a skinny jean kind of girl, then it doesn't work for you. But if you like a boot cut or if you like a straight leg jean, then you always have a little extra room in your calf anyway. So why not store stuff down there? Perfect. A little zippy, and things are good to go. It's the Dipper Pants, athleta.com.
Awesome. And you use those, too.
I do. They're my favorite job site pants.
Well, here's the ham-handed segue. Here's stuff I use.
Yes?
Yes. I use it under my feet, in my truck.
Okay.
The story of why I got these is I was contracting, total muddy job site, climbed into my truck, and basically transplanted the yard on my boots into my truck.
That must have been beautiful.
Couldn't clean them.
Was it a nice yard? Did it, like, grow beautiful plants and stuff? Could you, like, harvest vegetables?
I think it was a new home.
Vegetables?
No
harvesting
vegetables. Harvesting mud.
Like you could reach down and get some carrots and stuff and snack on them?
So I couldn't clean them for the life of me. I said, forget it. I can't keep doing this.
Just throw them away.
Throw them away. One of my favorite things to do, by the way.
Throw things away.
Gun them. But you can't. Then, of course, you have the upholstery of the vehicle underneath, which will then subsequently be ruined. So instead, I got WeatherTech floor mats.
Yes, and you love these.
These are rugged, rigid. They're about an inch thick with grooves and stuff.
Now, how do they work on the berries in our backyard?
Didn't even notice there were mulberries.
No, there's some kind of berry tree in our backyard,
yeah.
And they totally, like, schmutzed all over my floor mats because I don't have these WeatherTech
yes.
floor mats.
They came in on the bottoms of our shoes into Teresa's car. And there were purple stains all over the place.
I think you were just, like, smushing them in there.
Well, that too.
A little project. So that I would ask you to get me new floor mats, and you could have an opportunity to buy more.
Well, these things, you'll never wear them out, and you can clean them with a garden hose.
So where can people find out information about them?
WeatherTech.com.
Okay, sounds cool. I have something else that's pretty cool. I guess we just have time for one more. That's mine. Have you heard about Oleoboard?
No, I haven't heard about Oleoboard.
Have you heard about Pinterest?
I know about Pinterest.
Okay, so like the function of Oleoboard is similar to Pinterest. You can like take things that you like on the interweb and you can put them on Oleoboard. But it's not just about picking products and having like a catalog of things. It takes it one step further. Oleoboard actually makes interior design accessible to everyone. So what you do is you can either select from these rooms that they have,
mm-hmm.
all different kinds of rooms, and then you can select lighting and furnishings that they have in their system and on oleoboard.com, or you can select things that you have on your computer
mm-hmm.
or on other pages, on web pages.
Okay.
And you can do it just like the pin it button that Pinterest has.
Okay.
And then you can arrange them in the rooms. So you can, and there are perspective rooms too. So you
virtually decorate a room?
You can interior design your own room.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, Oleoboard. And what else is cool about it, if that doesn't get you excited to go and play around, But they have a lot of these contests on Oleoboard. And right now the contest, and it ends on Monday, but the contest is that you can design a room, and if you include three items from Wayfair, which is an awesome place to go and find products for your home, if you include three items from Wayfair, then you're eligible to win a $250 gift card from Wayfair.
Totally cool.
Yeah. So you play around, and you can, like, perfect for, you know, if you have a new apartment or a new house, or you're moving from an apartment to a house, you have all these rooms in your house, and you don't know what to do with them.
Right.
To play around with them. It kind of takes Pinterest to the next level.
That's
for
super,
interior design.
That's super awesome, and I'm going to take us to the next level because we're going to a break, and we'll be back on the other side with more My Fix It Up Life.
Bag to pack, heading got lost in town. Story goes, it was worth the call. You should know I was changed for the better.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonton.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonton.com for all the answers to your window questions.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Rhythm is in the sky, blurred eyes. Your arms are out wide, can you fly high above red?
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my fabulous light washed wife, Teresa.
Light washed?
Yeah.
Here? Really?
Yeah, I clean the windows.
Am I glowing through the sunlight of the window? Like it's just cascading through and making my hair gorgeous today?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, you smell like soap.
Very romantic. I really like that. I think it's because your birthday's coming up that you're saying that.
It is, and also I clean the windows.
You did clean the windows. I really like that feature. But you know what? There's a new product that I think is pretty awesome that lets more light in than even the windows we have in our house that are clean.
That's a great tagline, Marty Davis from Simonton Windows, who's on the line with us. Lets in more light than clean windows.
Yes, it's very true. I'm excited about these Assure windows. And I'm just like, you know, how come they let in more light than our windows? Like, what do they do that our windows don't do?
Yeah, Marty, that one's for you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What is the difference between the Assure product line that we're talking about today and, say, the Simonton windows that we have in our house?
Okay. All right. Well, that's an easy question. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for having me on today. It's a pleasure to be here. We're real excited about the Assure line of windows from Simonton. One of the things that makes this product very unique from our other product offerings is that it has a narrow frame, and we've designed it and engineered it so that it still maintains structural integrity. It's still a solid window that you put in the opening, but the frame is narrower, which allows more natural daylight to enter the home. And that's really important. We've identified that, and we see that as a trend that homeowners are wanting to bring more natural light into their homes and brighten up their living spaces. And so we've designed this product to benefit homeowners in that way.
You know, Marty, you raise a good point, and I was going to ask you this question, but I'd rather tell you. I brought up the window cleaning.
You're going to tell him the answer to
I'm
going to
tell
question?
You the answer to your question.
Great.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No, I brought up the window cleaning at the beginning of this because we had to clean our windows, and I thought, this is just drudgery. It's kind of like doing the dishes. There's just going to be another dish in there in a minute, so I'm kind of wasting my
time.
Might
as well just throw them away
right.
and get new ones
right,
or something.
Right.
Actually, I thought of that.
No, we're not throwing away our dishes.
I washed I cleaned the windows. You know, I used all the spray stuff on there and everything, and went inside, and lo and behold, it was different. I'm not making it up. I'm seriously not making it up. So this is a segue to when you say you've identified something in having more windows with more light with less frame. I'm totally into that. I get it.
Well, there's actually a study that was done, Mark, that actually there was a study that was conducted, and it says that daylight can reduce your stress and also the demand for having to seek health services to, you know.
Get new windows in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. All you have to do is have more daylight in. So it's pretty cool to be able to be healthier. And you are a good example of that, too,
yeah.
dear.
So, Marty.
Yes, yes, there's something very healthy about sunlight, you know, letting sunlight in and just makes you feel better.
It does make you feel better. You know, in the winter months when people have those machines that they do the daylight and everything to try to get the vitamin D, you know, because some people have the seasonal.
There's a machine for that? That sounds awful.
Well, the
I
seasonal,
thought it was just the light.
No, seasonal depression, you
yeah.
know. It's called SAD, I think, is what it is. So people actually, you know, you have that.
So, Marty, do your windows cancel winter?
Yes.
Yes. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I can't make that.
No.
Do not cancel out winter. you know, but you're making a good point about, you know, how the window functions. You know, depending on what glass package you put in, a lot of glass packages with coatings these days can cancel out or cancel out UV rays from the sun that come through the window, and so that. The effect of that is that it protects your home furnishings, such as your carpets and your furniture or artwork, draperies, that type of things, from fading from UV rays from the sun.
I like that. That's
true.
Really important because when you you know you get new furniture and you get new stuff in your house, you want it to be able to last. You already have the wear and tear from your family spilling
right.
things on it.
Now, the remodeler carpenter in me asked myself, this is the second question I've asked myself. Marty, I'm just going to hang out and talk to myself for a while.
I feel like you should be laying down and we should be.
Do you talk to yourself a lot, Marty?
You know, as it turns out, the windows aren't my only problem. No, look, where do you take your design and structural cues from? Like, it doesn't just grow organically, I would imagine. You get, like, hints from remodelers, from homeowners, where does it come from, and how do you achieve it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are constantly talking in the field to remodelers and contractors like yourself to find out what they're looking for in products. And of course, they pass along what their customers, which are homeowners, are looking for. And so, you know, that collective research or those responses come back to us, and so that's how we look at our product offerings or look at redesigning enhancements and that type of thing for our product lines. And so this particular window redesign was a result of that. We had talked to our direct customers, which are distributors, and talked to remodelers and contractors, and they had identified this trend of wanting to maximize the amount of natural daylight. And so this product was a result of that.
You know, I think that might be one of the reasons why you guys at Simonton Windows rank so high in customer satisfaction from J.D. Power, because you listen to us.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. That's that was a recent accolade that our company received, and I don't know if you've obviously seen the news on it, but we just got ranked highest in satisfaction among consumers, homeowners, by J.D. Power and Associates this year. And so we're very honored to receive that award. And what's interesting about it is that we, you know, we really don't do any consumer advertising. I mean, you won't see Simonton advertise in Better Homes and Gardens or on HGTV or some of these other shows, home improvement shows, but or magazines. But what we're finding is that our contractors and remodelers are getting that message down to the homeowners about Simonton's quality and the performance of our products, and it's really making a difference. And I think this this high ranking validates that in a lot of ways.
Well, I really like that a lot, and it is kind of pretty cool that even though you're not doing a lot of advertising to consumers, that they're loving you anyway, and which is just really awesome. It speaks really highly of the product too.
Yeah, and it speaks highly. And I've been in so many houses and done so many estimates for so many things.
Is that why you talk to yourself?
That's why. That's part of the brain damage. But it's true. When a contractor can say, "Hey, you know what? I've used it before. I like it. Here's why I like it, and here's why I think you will like it," and you hand off that information to the consumer, I think that is the highest praise you can probably get, and that's good congratulations right there.
That is good congratulations.
Yeah, we agree.
And there are so many tweets that I've seen going out and around and congratulating you guys, too. And so everybody that's listening, you have to follow them at Simonton Windows, because we do.
And you're going to have to follow us into a break.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simonton vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
Listen to your heartbeat, hear your pulse, she's got me up.
And You are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and crash, boom, bang.
You don't sound like you're, you know, excited about crash, boom, bang. You got crash, boom, bang.
I'm excited.
That's not very excited. Very passive.
If I go all the way with crash, boom, bang, you'll tell me I'm too excited and to calm down.
Well, I think you do need to calm down. But I'm excited because we have Matt Blashaw on the line right now, who is a yard crasher.
Host of DIY Network show of the same name.
Yes.
Matt, how you doing?
Great. I think we need to rename a show, Crash Boom Bang.
Done. Done. I'll do the voiceover on that.
Crash Boom Bang.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't even know what it would be about, but it's going to be awesome.
It would be an ultimate, it would be like deconstruction, I guess. It would be like that kind of, you know, taking things all apart. It would be just about, like, tearing things up, ripping it up. And then we wouldn't build anything.
I wonder if I know anybody who knows anything about that stuff.
Yeah, that's how I started in this industry, was tearing stuff apart. I know. Building it, it's fun, but tearing it apart is just so gratifying.
Isn't it incredibly satisfying to take something that's terrible at the beginning of the day and by the end of the day find it in a dumpster?
That is called anger management. Sometimes you just don't want to deal with things, you know what I mean? And you have to throw it away. But, like, I'm a huge proponent of making sure I'm in this new term. You've heard of upcycling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that would be one of us.
New gag now. So everyone, I love dumpster diving now. So
yes.
The stuff that I'm throwing away in the dumpster is going back into the backyard and into the house. So I'm loving it.
I love that whole thing too, because what you can create from someone else's trash and make it into a treasure, you know, that you love and that you can make a new life for. It's just so, it's like, it's very creative, and it's unlike Mark's whole thing where he doesn't have to pay a therapist for his anger management. You know, it's kind of meditative in a way, I think.
I could take Mark's therapy and make it beautiful.
You're on.
If you build anything in our area, you're up for the challenge.
You're up for the challenge.
That's
it's a lot of baggage.
I will drive to the job in a 30,000-pound excavator.
Oh, Lord.
Bring the jackhammer.
I don't really even know what to do with that. But I do want to ask you a question. You know, we've talked to you a few times before in the past, but I didn't know that you grew up actually inside of a lumber yard. I read that in your bio.
Yes, it was it. My dad actually owned a lumber yard. That's how I got started in home improvement, is that I believe it's in the blood. I got it from my dad. He's an engineer, but he worked as an export packer, so we built these giant boxes and shipped overseas, so he had this huge lumber yard. So, of course, I had everything at my disposal, you know, at 10, 11, 12 years old, including these giant saws, and, you know, I was using, you know, pneumatic nailers and everything. So I just really, like, I just found that love for it. And the more, you know, I worked, and he didn't pay me, of course, but, you know, I worked, and I found my passion for it. And then, you know, when I got home, I just started saying, well, I can do this. And, you know, because everything is just so mysterious. And then I was able to you know, open an electrical outlet, or, you know, I'll do this for Mom, and then I'll start. And then I just got my love for it. I just found that I had just this ultra passion. And I really believe that the one biggest mistake that people make in home improvement is never trying something, you know? So I just tried everything and then, you know, made what I am today.
Well, I have two things I want to ask you about. One is, can we see any of those early projects on your Facebook page? And two, I want to know, because I want to ask before I, you know, we get farther into our conversation, was it you or someone else who decided to enter you into Stud Finders? Okay, go.
So you've uncovered the Stud Finder competition.
Yeah, we uncovered it on DIY Network.
Question one is, you know, you won't see, I don't have any older stuff on there because I really never took pictures. And what's funny is that how I really started to build is I built giant skateboard ramps in my backyard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love skateboarding. And so I had a half pipe, I had a quarter pipe. Of course, I had many broken bones, and of course, my mom just hated it. But I brought all that wood back from my dad's house, and so I just loved that was like my early, early project with skateboard ramps, and then kind of got my woodworking skills there, and then, you know, off we go. And the Stud Finder competition, it was funny. So that was like 5 years ago. I don't know if anyone knows this, but DIY had a Stud Finder competition. They were looking for America's Next Top Handyman to have his own show. And my wife, I think she came about it in Craigslist. And she's like, Matt, you got to do this. This would be right up your alley. And I said, I don't want this. This sounds ridiculous. I don't want to go do that. And you have to make a video. And she goes, I'm going to divorce you unless you put this video in. And I went, okay, well, I guess I better put the video in. So I did this corny video, and I thought it was so stupid. And I just went, and then she looked at it. It was so funny. And she goes, you can do better than that.
Nice.
Okay, honey, I guess I'll enter it again. So I went out. I took my video camera. I did this, you know, again, just tried to be myself and ended up getting, like, you know, one of 40 contestants. And then I became down to, like, one of three. And my wife actually went with me out to Minnesota, and we did the Stud Finder competition. I actually lost it. I think I got, like, second place. But I ended up, you know, 6 or 7 months later, they called me back to do that show, Deconstruction, and to audition for that. So I consider myself, like, the Clay Aiken of DIY.
The Clay Aiken of DIY.
I'm not sure that sentence has ever been uttered in English ever.
Before. No, or never will again.
Yeah, that's a first and potentially a last.
And for Stud Finders, too. That's pretty special.
Holy smoke. So you're on Yard Crashers now.
Yeah.
And you've got these giant projects, everything from grass and decks to outdoor kitchens and all these different structures and elements. So I'm going to read a list that I wrote.
You're reading a list?
Yeah, I'm going to read a list that I wrote.
Wow.
And
all right.
Tell me which of these things that
stay awake, please.
Yeah, that you are not on the show. Okay, so host, yes. Where's my list? I'm looking at the wrong paper.
Oh, he doesn't even have his list. You know, you would really do.
I did write the list.
Seriously.
Host, yes. Cheerleader.
Okay.
Contractor.
Yeah.
Problem solver. Heavy lifter.
Yeah.
And head muckety muck.
Head muckety muck.
Which of those things are you not?
Did you say head muckety muck?
Yeah, that's an official term.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
To school for that.
Yeah, you've got to get a certification.
Well, didn't you?
All of those things. Yeah, that was a cheerleader. Yeah, I guess you don't look at. I guess you could be a cheerleader. You really just. Here it is.
And you don't need all the
outfit either.
And I mean cheerleader in the, you know, William Wallace Braveheart, what would you do without freedom sense of cheerleader? Not team! Yeah.
Not pom-poms and triangles.
No, unless that's your thing, Matt. I mean, you've...
I've never done a pyramid, and maybe, you know, Yard Crashers needs a little pom-pom. I've always... This is what I love about this show and what it's so cool. Is that, yes, it's all of those things. And you just get to stoke somebody out. Like, you get to go and find these people and give them the backyard of their dreams. And, like, I can't help but be pumped. You know what I mean? Like, you're charging these people up. And I really, like, when I start these projects, I want to get them motivated, but I want to get people excited. And whether they're getting the renovation done themselves or watching it on TV, I want them to be excited. I want them to watch the end of my show and say, you know what? I want to do something. I want to inspire somebody, and that's why I love home improvement. I absolutely love it. I love from start to finish. I love everything about it, and I want to just kind of share that passion. And now that I'm a part of Yard Crashers, which I think is an amazing show, an amazing franchise, that usually I was in the kitchen, you know, I was in the bathroom, and then you have a certain sense of creativity, but you can't go, you know, crazy. In the backyard, you can do whatever you want. You want to make a chocolate fountain with firecrackers out of it? That's fine. You could do it. You know what I mean? Like, you could do anything you want in the backyard, and I think that's the coolest thing. So when I go, I cheerlead, and I head muckety-muck the whole thing. It's awesome.
So I want to know, does your wife allow the chocolate fountain with the firecrackers in your yard?
It's on the honey-do list.
It's on the honey-do list.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Right after the catwalk.
That's really cool. And I want to say for everybody listening,
you
have to...
Just,
You have to definitely check out all of the episodes because the new ones are airing on Monday nights at 9 o'clock on DIY Network. And you can see reruns in the morning. So if you're hanging out in the morning, you can watch it at 9:30 in the morning, too.
Have you ever heard the term, the cobbler's kids go barefoot?
Yeah, that's like our motto.
We don't even have shoes in our house.
No.
Yeah, I know. People go like, your backyard must be sweet. And I go, yeah, no. It would be nice. I'm making everyone else's backyard. It's really sweet. And
yeah.
Then mine is, my wife is just like, oh my God. I think I just actually, we went out the other day and we bought some patio furniture and a barbecue. So she's.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if, like, someone else from the Crash franchise crashed you and crashed your yard? And, like, you went and you crashed, like, Allison's kitchen or something like that? Like, you crashed each other?
Well,
I would love that.
We kind of did in the Ultimate Crash.
Okay.
I mean, it's similar to that. If we went and, you know, crashed, I had a great idea for the show, is that I wanted to do like a Father's Day or Mother's Day special where we go crash, you know, each other's, like, their mom's house or whatever. Like, you crash their family member.
Yeah.
I think that would be real cool because we all have these, like, crazy skill sets. I mean, Josh Temple, he's with House Crashers, and, of course, Matt with the bath, and Allison with the kitchen. But we all can do pretty much everything. And so we all get together for this thing called the Ultimate Crash, where we find this one person. And it actually starts off Crash Week. I think it's coming up in July on Sunday. But you find one, actually a lucky homeowner, and you crash four rooms in their house. So the bath. You do a living room, a dining room with Josh, you do the kitchen, and you do the backyard. So you'll see us all working together, and sometimes I tell you, it's like oil and vinegar. So I think we should keep it to like one show a year.
Really?
Oh, that would be funny, because I can see you driving a skid steer through the living room saying, Josh, I'll be out of here in a minute.
Oh, don't think it almost didn't happen. You talk to Allison Victoria, right?
Yes,
yeah.
We've talked with her.
So on the show, and she'll tell you that she's accident prone. She does everything, like she broke her finger during demolition.
Mm.
And we get into, I wanted to distress a piece of wood. And so, give it that distressed look. So we had this brilliant idea of tying it to a truck and then having Allison floor it. And she floored it. And she almost went through about three other trucks. So it is, when you see it, you'll see that when we all mix together in all our personalities, sometimes it just leads to danger.
Well, that would be, about the Ultimate Crash, is if someone actually got into a car crash on the Ultimate Crash.
Well, I hate to say it, but this could not be more apropos.
Oh, we have
crash,
to go to
boom,
a break.
Bang.
So don't forget to go to Facebook and check out. And
I think that's our show.
Crash, boom, bang. Go and like Matt Blashaw. Go to mattblashaw.com. Follow Yard Crashers on Twitter, at Yard Crashers. Go and check out the Ultimate Crash on Sunday, July 8th on DIY Network. And
check us out after the break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
I am so overexcited to see you now. Shut up! Oh, everyone must leave, eh? Everyone must go. Drop me off, drop me off, drop me off. I cannot believe the jealousy that kills me builds the wall.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced
pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll.
That repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my King of the Yard, Mark.
And we're digging in.
We are digging in. I kind of think of myself more as a lawn ornament than anything else.
That, you know, I have to pause for a second because I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
As much as I'd love to see you out in the yard, maybe in your chaise lounge.
Yes, and I just got these awesome, I have to tell you, awesome cushions from Target. They're red polka dots. And we have a wood table set that we've had for a long time. And mm-hmm. then we have a new lounger that I got at IKEA.
Yes.
And then we have a singlet wood swing.
Yes.
And they're all different materials. So, and it was bothering me. So to bring them, tie them all together, to add a pop of color, a little step it up a notch, and make me smile every time I look in, and I'm out in the yard.
Yes.
Red polka dots, all of them.
Well, I sat on them yesterday working. Not all of them, because I know you're about to ask that. I sat on one or some of them yesterday as the sun followed me and my computer around, and they are so super comfortable.
And they're from Target, so they're super inexpensive.
There you go. I like them.
So tell me all the things that about yards that we should be all doing to fix them up, because sometimes there are a lot of problems, especially in hard-worn areas of the yard. Like if you have a dog, because like the deck that we just built.
Yes.
Our neighbor that we built the deck for has had a dog and now has a couple of dogs.
Right.
And if you have a small yard, then you have, you know, the animals just running around and pooping and all the stuff that they do in the yard.
Well,
and it kind of wears it down a little bit.
It's not just about dogs, even though that's part of it for sure. But every yard has problem areas.
Like if the sun doesn't get to a portion of the yard, like if you have some kind of outdoor structure that shades some part of your yard and just can't get to it.
Or overhead branches or all kinds of things. But
so yard man, what would we do?
Well, let's start with what I call the hard starts. Those places like at the bottom of a deck stair.
Wouldn't this be a hard start too?
I'm not sure which this you're
talking
about.
Something that's super shady or like has a lot of dog traffic.
Yeah, dog traffic is part of that.
Yeah.
Bottom of a deck stair, at a gate, someplace you walk constantly.
Like when you're pacing around outside.
Yes, when I pace.
When you're pacing frantically.
And what happens is sometimes is the soil gets compacted. And then I'm sure this has happened to tons of people. You go out there, you scuff it up with a steel rake, and then you put some seeds down and you water it. The minute you water it, seeds run off. And you nothing you can do to keep the seeds there. So that's why I call them hard start areas. So one thing, and I've heard good reviews on this particular product from a Fix It Up friend, is Pennington Seeds One Step.
And what is One Step?
One Step is a seed mulch starter fertilizer all in one. And it comes in a bottle, and you can put it on the area.
It's a starter and a mulcher and a fertilizer all in one.
Yeah.
Wow.
It comes with the seed. The seed is in a mulch, and that mulch has starter fertilizer in it.
But can you put it anywhere in the yard? Or does it have to be on a garden bed because it's a
mulch?
Anywhere.
No, the mulch holds the seed to these hard, compacted areas.
Oh, so mulch as like a verb.
Yeah, it's not bark mulch.
Okay.
Yes. So you put that down in the hard start areas, but you have to stay off of it for that really to kind of take effect.
You mean don't walk on it?
As much as you can, mm-hmm. but these are high traffic areas, so you've got to kind of...
Can you put down a tarp or something?
That would steal the light from it, and it wouldn't work. You couldn't walk on it anyway.
Oh.
So the thing about the Pennington seed, and I read this, and then our fix-it-up friend actually substantiates this, is the roots bite harder than other products he's used. So the grass is more durable, which is what you want. So that is one approach, and it's going to cover most of the area. You know, it depends on the size of it, and it costs money and all that stuff. But
so before we had access to a product like this, would this be an area that you would have to aerate?
It would help.
Okay.
Chew up the soil as much as possible.
So you get your kids to put on their like spikes, their
shoes.
You get
a pitchfork and you chew
and
it
run
all,
around the na- and run around the yard.
Chew it all up.
Uh-huh.
But even still, you know, it could be a sloped area is another really tough one.
Mm-hmm.
A place where there's parking that gets driven on. Those are all tough ones to get started because the soil just gets super slammed and compact, and a young grass seed has a tough time catching in that.
Well, it's like what that saying that that men who have hair growth issues like to say, that grass doesn't grow on a busy street.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. So check it out. Pennington One Step at PenningtonSeed.com.
Okay, so what's another issue with a yard beside a hard growth area?
Well, another thing for that type of area is sprigging. You'll go into your other garden beds and you'll see that the grass is just starting to grow out of
your bottom. In a garden bed or in the yard?
You'll go around your yard and you'll see in your garden beds that there's grass growing in your bark mulch and stuff. It happens everywhere. So
the grass that's growing in your garden beds where you don't want it to grow.
Where you don't want it to grow, it's going to be healthy, it's going to be tall, it's going to be mature. So what you can do is take a garden shovel, dig that out, then put it in, and that's called a sprig. Then you take and dig a commensurate size hole in the hard start area, put it in there and water it.
That sounds like a very, very delicate process, planting a sprig of...
It's thick. Sometimes there's tufts of grass.
Oh, so more like Bert's hair from Ernie and Bert,
yeah,
than like an actual one.
Than a blade
of grass.
No, it's not a blade of grass. It's not
just
surgery.
Making me think of. I saw recently somebody decorated a cake and did this, did the decoration with sprinkles and used this. Each individual sprinkle was put like, and it was an embroidery.
Holy smokes!
So like, I would imagine you'd have to use. Little
no,
teasers and stuff. So this is reminding me of that.
A sprig is a tuft of grass.
Okay. I thought a sprig
grass,
was like one of something.
No. Grass, it's not the whole lawn. It's just a couple blades.
I thought it was a
blades.
Blade.
It's not.
Because when you put a sprig of something in a bouquet, it's like a one kind
right.
of thing.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what you're looking for. And grass roots grow underground. That's how they pop up underneath your bark mulch. That's why those geotextile fabrics and stuff people put down don't work because they don't block root seeds from taking. Anyway, moving on to areas where the grass is thinning or there's moss. Now, moss is going to tend to grow in a darker area. So the first thing you're going to want to do is add some light to that. And usually where's that going to come from? Tree branches above. If you can prune some tree branches back, light might be enough. But the real way to do it, to really help that work, is to aerate it. Take a pitchfork or a steel tine rake, tuft up the moss, and also really dig into the roots. That will let air get down there and help the grass grow and fill those in. You can also sprig and seed those areas if you want.
That sounds pretty good.
Now, the other side of the coin is thin grass or fading areas of grass that have been clumped up with thatch or they're under a table where it's dark all the time. What you're going to want, those are choking sometimes. So what you want to do there is take a metal rake or a leaf rake, rake it up, get all that thatch out of there, and get as much light to that as you can, too, if shade is part of the problem. And the last part of this whole thing is know when to give up. Like you mentioned at the beginning, the dog charging the gate and always is right there. You'll never win. So what I do instead is I build a small platform, and I use Western Red Cedar because pressure treat is not rated for ground contact.
And it smells so good when you build
it's
with
awesome. It. It's awesome. Build a small box the size of your gate so that when the dog stops, or you or whoever, you stop somewhere and it doesn't need to grow grass. You grow grass around it. And we got to grow to a break.
We do. Let's grow to a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Tools and a too strong hand. Well, if it's stuck, I can twist it. If it's heavy, I can lift it. I'm your Mr. Fix It Man. Yes, I.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are at the end of our show.
We've taken you outside. Now it's time to go inside. Hey, it looks like rain.
It doesn't look like rain, but let's go inside because I want to talk about what's coming up next week on My Fix It Up Life. I am so excited because it's kind of like a girl-tastic show.
Oh, nothing like girl-tastic. Do tell.
Yes, we've got two awesome women on our show. Amy Hughes from This Old House magazine. She's a features editor, and she has a new book called Salvage Style Project. You have to check it out. And we're also talking to Emily Henderson. You'll know her from HGTV's Secrets from a Stylist show, which is awesome. And, you know, that whole episode is all about salvage and stylish salvage.
Super cool. So we want to say thanks to Matt Blashaw, host of Yard Crashers. Check him out on Facebook. Also check out Simonton at simontonwindows.com and look at their new Shure replacement windows and doors.
And don't forget, we want to hear from you guys. So send us your questions because we want to help you with your project. We want to know what kind of projects you're working on, too.
Send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
Or share those projects and questions on Facebook at My Fix It Up Life.
And on Twitter at My Fix It Up Life.
See a theme there? Check out our videos on YouTube and on Blip TV.
See what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Download our free My Fix It Up Life app for iPhone, iPad, and Android.
And listen to all of our 100-plus My Fix It Up Life talk episodes on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And don't forget to check us out next week for more home improvement fun
on My Fix It Up Life.
A best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee tonight. So glad that we... Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my Fix It Up Life. Into my Fix It Up Life. My crazy Fix It Up Life.
fixing up line. This is my fix it up line.